I want you to take your Bible and turn with me this morning to the book of Genesis and the chapter 24. The book of Genesis and the chapter 24. And with the word of God open, let's just seek the Lord's face in a moment's prayer. Child of God, I'm asking you now to pray that the Lord will give us help to proclaim His truth today. May the Lord give us that power that we need. And may that word today be a word in season for every heart and life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to Thee and we thank Thee for the open Bible. We thank You, Lord, for the privilege it is to sit in Thy house today. We thank You, Lord, for this Thy day. And we thank You, Lord, for the beautiful morning that You've given to us. And we do rejoice that we're found in Thy house, the living to praise Thee. We thank You, Lord, today for the many blessings that You've given to Your people. We thank You, Lord, for every blessing received from Thy bountiful hand. And we can say today that Thy mercies are new every morning. We come now with Thy word, and Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that Thou will empty us of self and of sin and of our own strength. And we pray now that Thou will fill us with the power of the Holy Ghost. We pray that today, O Lord, that Thou will have a word for every heart gathered in Thy house. And oh, that today, that we might find Him. Oh, that today, we would see Christ clearer than any man. Lord, we pray now that You'll close out the thoughts of the rest of this day and the thoughts of tomorrow, and captivate our hearts and minds now, and give us help to proclaim Thy precious and living word. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody say it. Amen. I want us to look this morning for a few moments at the subject, A Bride for Isaac. When you come to, of course, the chapter 24 here, you will see that Abraham now is a well stricken in age. You will see there in verse 1, and it says, "And Abraham was old and well stricken in age," or he is advanced in days. He was an old man now at this stage. His wife Sarah, whom he loved dearly, has died. That's all seen there in the previous chapter. You've got it there in the verse 19, and it says, "And after this Abraham buried Sarah his wife in the cave of the field of Machpelah before Mamre, the same as Hebron in the land of Canaan." And of course, her son Isaac here is a son blessed indeed. A son blessed in her old age. In fact, she laughed at God when God said that from her that seed of Abraham would be blessed. And of course, the Lord kept His promise and gave her the joy of childbearing, even in old age. And she named her son Isaac. Now the time has come that Abraham wanted, and wants now a bride for Isaac. He wants this young man to enjoy the marriage bond with a wife. And so when you come to this chapter 24 of Genesis, you can see here, even though it is an earthly marriage as such, we have a great divine marriage, I believe, in picture of a marriage of Christ and His church, the bride. There are four things I want to leave with you today concerning this chapter, and I trust the Lord will write them upon each of our hearts. You will first of all see in the chapter 24, there's the sending out. You'll read here in verses 1 to 4, and you'll get this picture. And it says, "And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac." You know, Abraham here, there's wonderful pictures in this chapter here. Abraham is a wonderful picture of the father. Of course, he was the natural father to Isaac. This was his son Isaac, and he loved dearly. You remember well how he loved Isaac, and even one day the Lord proved that love when he asked him to take his only son, of course, to the mountain to bring him there to the altar, and there he was to offer his son on the sacrifice altar. And of course he did as the Lord had bidden him, and he took him there to that altar, and he laid his son on it, and just as he was about to put the spear into the son, the cry came to heaven, "Do thy son no harm." Oh, he had proved God all right, that he loved God. Abraham was a man of God. Abraham gave his life to God. Abraham was a man of faith, and he followed the Lord wherever the Lord sent him to be. God says, "I want you to arise, Abraham," and he arose and he went. Oh, may every child of God in this house today have a willing heart to go through with God. What God would ask us to do, that we would say with ourselves, "Lord, whatever the task you'll give me to do, I'll do it gladly with all of my heart." And here Abraham is blessed with Isaac, and now he wants his son to have a wife. He's a wonderful picture of our Heavenly Father, Abraham, in this chapter. The servant is a wonderful picture of the Holy Spirit. Because you will see here, there's a sending out of the servant. For this bride to be won, for this bride to be reached, there had to be the sending out of the servant. And Abraham says to the servant, "Look, servant, I want you to go, and I want to promise that you will go away from the daughters around me, and I want you to go, but thou shalt go on to my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac." The plan and the redemption price of salvation is all of God. And friend, today salvation is of the Lord. No wonder if that's found in Scripture. Because you will see today here that Abraham says to the servant, there's instructions given here, and you will see what it says over and over again, "Thou shalt go on to my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac." It's all of me. And friend, today in God's house, I'm telling you this morning, Christ's bride, the church, it's his because he's bought it. It's his by sovereign right. The plan of salvation, the plan for a bride for the Heavenly Father, for his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, was meted away back in eternity past. And it's God's salvation. Oh, how man's foolish today and say, "I'll get to heaven my own way. I'll get to heaven by my church." Friend, it's not by your church nor nothing else, nor any sprinkling of water, nor any religious rites. Let me tell you this today, on the authority of God's word, salvation is on God's terms. My. No wonder in John 14 it says, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Listen to these words. "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Friend, you cannot pass Jesus Christ today, because you pass Jesus Christ, don't you be looking for the Father in glory, because you'll not be saved. You only get into heaven by faith in Jesus Christ. And here's the sending forth of the servant, a wonderful picture of the Holy Spirit. And here's the Father sending out the Spirit. And Isaac here is a picture of the heavenly Isaac, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, a beautiful young lad. But now here's the choosing of a bride for Isaac. You know, it's a special day when a young man waits at the front of a church for that bride to come in through those doors. He's longing to see that one that he has desired, and that he wants to be joined to that one. And he waits longingly and he waits lovingly at the front of the church to see the bride coming in her splendor and in her glory and in her beauty. And friend, today the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a bride being prepared for him. And the Spirit of God is sent out to do the work. You know, there's a lovely verse in John chapter 14. If you take a moment just to turn with me this morning to the Gospel of John. Because I believe it's very important today. You will see the work of the Spirit of God. You know, the Spirit of God, and we're not talking about here, we're talking about a person. That's why we use the terms he or him, because he's a person today. We believe in the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And friend, let me say to you today, here's the servant sent out, and here's the promise of the Word of God in John chapter 14 and the verse 26. And the Lord Jesus Christ said to the disciples, look, I'm leaving now, I'm going, but let not your heart be troubled. You'll not be on your own, because there's something going to happen to you disciples and to my children, because in the verse 26, and it says in John 14, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, listen to this word, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. But it's these words here, it says, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. There's the sending out of the Holy Spirit. There's no question about it today. This servant was a wonderful picture. And of course, the sending out of the Spirit of God, there was a particular work, as there is a particular work of the Spirit of God today. The Spirit of God comes, and my, he comes to that heart of man, or that heart of that woman, or that heart of the boy and girl, and he illuminates their need of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit shows them that they're sinners in the sight of a holy God, and in themselves they're helpless and hopeless, and they're ready for a lost eternity. And then he reveals to them a loving Savior. He reveals to them the heavenly Isaac, and he points to one who's able to save, and one who loves them, and one who died for them, and the one who can forgive them, and the one who can cleanse away their sin. And he points them to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And he woos them, and he draws them. We read a lovely verse in the scripture today. He brought me into his banqueting house, and his banner over me is love. He brought me. Who brought me? The Spirit of God. Oh, child of God, in the meeting house today, you can thank God today. And blessed be the Spirit of God that day when he started to work on your heart and he started to draw you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if he didn't draw you or bring you, you wouldn't be saved. The day the Lord Jesus Christ saved me was that day when the Spirit of God drew me unto him whom my soul loveth. My, we're all sitting in God's house today. Thank God for those who are saved. And you can remember the day when he drew you. Where did he draw you at, friend? He drew me at my Father's bedside. There's some were drew to Jesus Christ in a mission. The drawing power of the Spirit. There was a particular ministry and work for the servant. This is my work. And here's the Spirit of God at work wooing. And he has been sent out by the command of the Father. And the Spirit of God today has been sent out by the Heavenly Father. And he has a task, and he has a particular task to do. It's to reach out to lost men and women. And thank God today for many in this house, we can look back to the day where the Spirit of God drew us on to himself. He brought me into his banqueting house. He brought me. Chapter 15 of John. And the verse 7 reads, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Abiding in Christ. And then look at the verse 13, and it says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Here's the love of the triune God. There was a particular work to be done. You'll see that in chapter 24 of Genesis in the verses 34 to 48. I'm not reading them for the sake of time as such. But you will see in verse 34, and he said, I am Abraham's servant. Then it goes on to say, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he hath given him flocks, and so on. You'll read there. And then you'll come to the verse 38, but thou shalt go unto my father's house and to my kindred. And here's was his task. He was pointing out his task again. Look what it says. And take a wife unto my son. This is my business today. It's to bring a bride for my son. For Abraham's son. Here's the sending out of the Spirit of God to win a bride. Not only do we have the sending out, but we have the choosing out. You've got verses 12 to 14 of chapter 24. And it says in verse 12, and he said, O Lord God of my father Abraham, I pray thee send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. Here was the choosing out. He's now arrived at the well. There was going to be many women come to the well. Verse 13, there's the daughters. But he was only looking for one. Because you will see verse 14 and it says, not was only the daughters in verse 13, but verse 14, you've got those lovely words there and it says, and let it come to pass that the damsel. There was only one he was looking for. Oh, there were many, yes. But there's one had to be chosen. And friend, today the Lord Jesus Christ has chosen us even before the foundation of the world. Chosen in Christ Jesus. Imagine that. Imagine the God of glory loving you and me. And out of all the populace of this world, he came to you and me. You know, that's the same for Israel. Israel's only a wee strap of a land. When you would take Israel and start measuring it up to the great continents of the day and the great countries and the nations round about, it's just a little small in one way to many other places and in the minds of many, insignificant. And yet out of all the continents of this world and of this great creation that God had made for himself, he chose Israel. As is loved. He said in the word of God, I have loved thee because I love thee. He said, there's nothing really in thee as such. You're not a great nation. You're not a great company and large size of people. But I have loved you. And friend, today as we sit in God's house, especially those sinners saved by grace, may we can rejoice today in God choosing us out for salvation. That's his electing love. You know, not everyone will be saved, friend. Yes, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But then we also are told, many are called, but few are chosen. Yet we're still in the day of grace. I don't know in this meeting today, I know those that are saved, but I don't know who the Lord has elected or chosen for salvation. But one thing I do know, there's a choice that has been made. It was already set. There had to be a damsel, not daughters, but a damsel. He says here, the choice had to be made. You know, it's wonderful to note here, she was the daughter of Bethel. Bethuel. You've got that there in the verse 24. You know what Bethuel means? Separated of God. And here was this young woman separated of God. She had already been set apart. Friend, before I was even formed in my mother's womb, God had set me apart for salvation, and the same with you. Before He placed a star in the galaxy, before the place and the river started to run around, and before a blade of grass grew on the scene of time, Jesus Christ, God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit had already mapped out and made the plan of salvation. And you and I that are saved by God's redeeming grace today was already in that plan. That's why today I come in this house and I say I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how He could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. But that's why I can sing that chorus with all of my heart. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful is my Savior's love to me. That's why I sang those beautiful hymns today about God's love. I am so glad that Jesus loved me. And I'll tell you this today, I'll never be in hell because the price of my redemption has been paid at Calvary and I've been chosen even before the foundation of this world. I am eternally secure in Christ Jesus today. And every child of God in this house, you can be encouraged today. It's not you holding on to Jesus Christ to be saved. Thank God, He's holding on to you. There was the choosing. There's lovely verses in Scripture. I would love to have time to turn to a number of them. I'll turn to Acts chapter 15. The little verse. The Lord has blessed it to my heart as I was studying this. And I've read these chapters before, but the Lord has pointed this little thought out here, and it has blessed my heart, and I hope it blesses your heart today, because in the book of Acts chapter 15, verse 13, and it says, "And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for His name." Oh, not only did He love Israel, but friend, thank God He loves the Gentiles. He loves the sinner. That's you and me. We are the Gentile today. He loved the Jew, but let me tell you this today. Thank God He loves the Gentile. And you will see that He had set out here a people of the Gentile. It says, look at these words. Read them for yourselves. Simeon hath declared how God at the first. There's the plan. It has already been decided. It has already been panned out. It says, and declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles, listen to these words, to take out of them a people for His name. Christ choosing you and I to be the bride of Christ was loving the unlovable. Because in ourselves there was only wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. But He's chose us. Oh, child of God in God's house today, you should lift your heart and say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation, so rich and so free. There was the sending out, there was the choosing out, there was the bringing out. Verse 53 of the book of Genesis. And it says there in verse 53, and the servant brought forth. Those are important words, friend. Every word in the Scripture is important. And don't overlook them. You will see here's the emphasis again on the bringing. On the bringing. You will see here, and the servant brought. Here's the working of the Spirit of God. Just a picture of the Spirit of God. Here's the servant brought. And here's the Spirit of God bringing. And thank God He can bring you today. Because we're still in the day of grace. Maybe He's drawn in your heart now, is He? Oh, I pray that the Spirit of God, sinner friend, is working in your heart. And it says, and the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. Here's the bringing. It was the custom in the East that the groom's father bought the bride for his son. He gave gifts to the bride's father. Some of you would like that to be brought in here too. Especially if you have three children. I have three girls and I'm panicking. I hope it'll be tea and scones when they're getting married. But I can tell you the bill adds up, and I'm sure a lot of you would say, I wish they'd bring that idea over here. Let the groom do the paying and the father and all. But this was the custom. And no expense was spared. Because if they had land or property or animals or precious stones or money, the price was set and the price was met. And she was bought in love. There's another picture of the Lord Jesus Christ in Scripture, friend, and it's Boaz. There's a lovely verse in the book of Ruth, and it said about Ruth. This is what he says about Ruth. I have purchased her. What did he do? He bought her. Because he loved her. Man, you know what I'm talking about. Now and again you get the guilt trip, don't you? Now if you love me, you'll get me that. Oh, here's love. No expense was spared. When these jewels were displayed, Rachel knew in her heart that he was given everything. And I'll tell you this, friend, today, you turn to the Gospels. I haven't time to go into it all this morning, but you turn to the Gospel, Matthew chapter 27, in your own reading time, and I'll tell you this. You read that chapter and you will see Jesus Christ give his all to pay redemption's price. That's how much he loved you, friend. He loved me. He loved you so much that he took the scourging. He took the mocking. He took the spittle of men on his face. He took the jeering of men as he walked along the streets. He said to his father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. And they took him to Calvary, and there they laid him out on the wooden cross, and every nail that was put into his hands and his feet, said love. And the spear that went into his side, said, I love you. And every thorn that was platted in that crown of thorns and placed upon the lovely brow of the Lord Jesus Christ where the royal diadem sat was a love story. And there on the cross, as his father turned his back on his son, he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And he paid it all because he loved you and me. That's why I find it hard today why people can put up a fight and say, my church is good enough to get me to heaven. That's why I find it hard today for people to say, my good works will be good enough to get me to heaven. That's why I find it hard today that people can turn around and say, after all that Jesus Christ has done for them on the cross, no Christ for me. If your church was good enough to get you to heaven, then why did Jesus Christ go through all of Calvary to pay redemption's price? Now answer that one. If all your good works was good enough to get you worked and merited into heaven, then please tell me today, why did Jesus Christ die on the cross to take away your sin and mine? There was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. And I'm telling you today, If you have never yet been to Calvary to have your sin taken away, if you have never yet fallen in love with the blessed Lord Jesus Christ, then friend, let me tell you this. There's no one ever loved me like Jesus. Yes, I have the love of my wife. I have the love of my children. I thank God for that. But friend, I'll tell you this. There's no love like the love of Jesus. No love. I have had parents' love and I bless God for it. I have had grandparents' love and I praise God for it. But friend, today there was one day in my life I realized that Jesus loved me more than anyone. And he paid the price in full. That's how much he loves. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. But listen to these words. Yes, Jesus loves me. Do you know today Jesus loves you, friend? Oh, you might say, Philip, but you don't know the type of person I am. Listen, friend, this. He wants today to save you, and he'll make you what he wants you to be. He'll take away all of your sin. And then one day, the Bible tells us, he'll present us faultless before his Father in heaven. The wonderful love. Oh, here's many of the jewels. The jewel of his wonderful love. The jewel of his precious blood. The jewel of the gift of eternal life. The jewel of the record of my name in the book of life. The jewel of abiding presence of the Holy Ghost. The jewel of my destination of glory at the end of my life. These are just some of the wonderful and the beauty and the glorious jewels that Jesus Christ has presented to me. And note this, she also got raiment. And Jesus Christ presented raiment to me the day I asked him into my heart, and it was the garment of his righteousness, because all my other righteousnesses were filthy rags. But the day I came to Jesus Christ, he imputed to me the righteous robe of glory. He supplied it all. Every need my hands supply. Everything in him I see. He's my all in all. Finally, not only the sending out, the choosing out, the bringing out, but there was a going out. Verse 57 of Genesis. Verse 57, and we read these words, and it says here, and they said, we will call the damsel and inquire her mouth. Now they're bringing Rebecca here to see all this that has been set up and see what her answer will be. And it says, and they called Rebecca and said unto her, just think of those words, here separated unto God. She's called now. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And look at her reply. And she said, I will go. She fell in love with him. And she hadn't seen him. Wilt thou go with this man? And immediately in her heart and with her mouth she says, I will go. The one that has presented all these things before me truly loves me. After all that she had heard, and after all she had seen, Rebecca's heart was won over that day that she could do nothing else but say, I will go. Oh, she knew he loved her. She could do nothing else, only run to her lover. She could do nothing else but to go to Isaac, her husband, to be. Because he displayed everything and gave everything for her. And I have a question for you in God's house today that are not saved. After all of Calvary, after all the price and the cost of redemption that has been paid, I ask you today, knowing this in your heart, that Jesus loved you so much that he did all of that for you, for to pay salvation's price, I ask you today, will you go with this man? I'm not asking you today, will you come to join this church? Because I'm telling you now, this church will not save you. I'm not asking you today, will you go through the waters of baptism? Because baptism cannot save you. I'm not asking you today, have your name on a roll book in some church? Because let me tell you, I don't care today what church you're affiliated to, it will not save you. I'm not asking you today, will you go to the church, friend? Will you go with him? He loves you. Verse 67 of Genesis says, and Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. There was love. There's a lovely hymn that is sung at times. Here is love, vast as the ocean. And friend, today, child of God, I ask you, do you love him? Do you really love him? Because I'll tell you this, if you really love him, you'll go with him anywhere, just as Rebecca took up all and she went. She wanted to be with her love, the love of her life. And I ask you, child of God, in this house today, and I'm asking my own heart as I was studying this word, do I love my Lord that I would go with him, all the way? Do you love him enough today that you have laid your all on the altar for him? If God called you to serve him in some field of service today, aye, maybe in some other country in the world, are you saying, Lord, I want to be with you. You're the center. You're the apple of my eye. You're my love. You're my everything. And where you're at, I will be. Where he may lead me, I will go. For I have learned to trust him so. And his divine will is sweet to me, hallowed by Calvary. Backslider in the meeting this morning. Oh, why, it's you. You know who I'm talking about. Because you know your heart. Thank God there's no divorce with God. And in the book of Isaiah, he says, oh, yes, you may have walked away from me, but I still love you. He says, I'm married to the backslider. And he says in the book of Hosea, if you come back, I will love you freely, just as before. Oh, how gracious God is. Oh, you might have turned your back on me, but I want to tell you today, if you only come back to me and give me that love again, I will love you freely, no condition. That unconditional love. With this I close. Peter one day stood before the crowd and he denied his Lord before them all, with those in Carthage. Three times he denied his Lord, but I'll tell you this, when you come to John chapter 21, verses 15 to 17, three times the Lord challenged him to a question, and it's this: lovest thou me more than these? And three times he answered, thou knowest that I love thee. Sinner, do you see Jesus' love for you today? He's still adding to that bride, the church. Do you see today, and maybe the Spirit of God has been working in your heart, and today you've realized, oh, Jesus loves me. I've seen it today. He has loved me so much. And in your heart it say, look, Philip, in my heart and before God, wilt thou go with this man? I'm saying today, Philip, I will go. Today in this house, if you're cold in heart and backslidden, I ask you today, Lovest thou me more than these? Can you say today, Lord, I'm coming home again? Because he loves you. And child of God, can you say in this house today, this is my beloved, and this is my friend. My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the pleasures of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Saviour art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus does now.